Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It's the Dom Giordano Show. And, boy, the amount of stuff that's... We just played President Obama saying that he wishes the Republicans would engage in policy debates and stop talking about silly stuff like critical race theory. Well, I think they are engaging in the economy. They're fighting as much as they can to stop what's going on, and the May job numbers, such as they were, is a big example of this. We have one of America's great analysts on this, and I saved this piece. Now I can't find it, of course. Now, here it is, right in front of me, from Steve Moore about the annualized benefits in the top five states that are paying out of two parents with two kids. How much would they be getting? Joining us is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox Business on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
I love Philly. And by the way, did Obama really say that critical race theory is silly?
Yes. He didn't say the word silly. But, you know, my producer can send it, Charlie, at the end. This is the tactic, and he's very good at it with Anderson Cooper. And he's the best, yeah, probably.
He's the best. He's smooth as silk.
Yeah, as saying that you would think he begins, Charlie, saying Republicans would engage in the big policy issues. Who would have thought in our time that critical race theory would preoccupy them, would be such a big deal? Just imagine trying
to
spin
it. Well, it is a big deal when you're trying to, like, you know, brainwash kids, and, you know, and their constituents are going nuts. I mean, no offense to the president, but the economy is pretty good right now. I mean, if you think of all the things we have to worry about right now, we don't need all this extra stimulus. The economy is very good. The Fed should stop printing money if it's really worried about gamification and these bubbles in stocks where money-losing companies are going through the roof. And social order is kind of like a big story right now. I mean, you know, crime is inherent in all our big cities. You know, in Philadelphia.
Sure.
There's a cultural debate going on. I mean, I can't believe that the mayor of Philly allowed them to take down the Christopher Columbus statue in South Philly. That, to me, was such an affront to the Italian-American community. I've never heard anything that – I mean, it was just so bad. I mean, you know
– Well, and Charlie, you're right. You should know this. It's ongoing. It's covered by plywood, if you can imagine. So they haven't taken it down yet. And a guy named George Paquetto – who's as good as anybody in that area of law in the country, is a friend of the show and a friend. He's on it, and it's in an out-of-the-way place. You know, it's not like it's in a, you really have to go there and look to find that statue in South Philly.
So cultural issues like that are animating Americans right now. And I think, you know, I was never a big – I always skipped the Christopher Columbus Parade in New York, but not this year.
Oh, good. I'm glad to
hear.
You know,
and
this is the tactic, though. They're engaging things that people care about. Now, look, some things you can get outraged over. We know that. But these are important things. Look at how it triggered you to engage in that, because it's ridiculous. It's going out of your way to attack another group of something that they find to be motivating, something they find
to
be sacred.
No offense, Christopher Columbus wasn't a slaveholder. He wasn't you know, I understand the argument on the Confederate statues. I mean, those are general, let's be clear, those are people who, you know, these Confederate soldiers and generals, they were advancing slavery. There's no doubt about that. That's not what Christopher Columbus did by any historical account. Not at all. And to deprive the Italian American community of that is outrageous. And you know, I was looking at those guys down in South Philly. First off, I wouldn't mess with them. That's number one.
You mean the they're called the Gravy Seals, just so you know.
The
Gravy Seals.
Guys.
Yes,
those are the last. And you know, these moron protesters confront them, and they expect them not to get any sort of backlash. I
mean. Yeah, no, exactly. So, Charlie, inflation is on the mind.
I know I'm supposed to be here to talk about economics.
No, look, I'm very, you know, the more, Charlie, when you come on, the more we get to know you, the better it is. So, you know, feel free range here. I'm glad to hear you say that, because it belies what Obama's trying to sell here, that we should just be debating. There's no debate. The economy under Trump was strong. It's coming back if they'd stay out of the road.
Listen, I've been very critical. I'm not like some sort of, you know, down the line Trump cheerleader. But, you know, for all the crazy stuff that he did and said, he's the reason why we don't have to walk around with masks right now.
Yep, exactly right.
He delivered Operation Warp Speed. And to me, that is one of the greatest presidential achievements ever. And, you know, that, to me, is the stimulus program. You don't need to spend any more money.
That's well put. Now, what do you know, Janet Yellen? I've never had her on. Sure. I know a little bit of her. She seems to be pretty sober-minded, but she's gone off the path
She's a money printer liberal. I think you should read Kevin Warsh's column in the Journal from today. It's a brilliant column about how the Fed is basically creating the situation. They're basically saying they'll never raise rates again. They keep printing money, and they're just playing with fire. And the fire is that if we do have sustained inflation, like, what does that mean? That means if the sort of supply, if the commodities prices that are going up, the wage increases that are going up astronomically for restaurant holders, which if all this stuff starts to get embedded into the economy, we're going to have 1970s style inflation where you can't keep it in check, where the only way to bring it to a halt is massive, massive interest rates increases and basically taking that economy and turning it on a dime into a recession just to stop inflation.
Wow.
And why now? Yeah. Why is that? I mean, listen, believe it or not, inflation that's rampant is worse than a recession. Okay, it's worse because it's a tax on poor people and working class people. While those wages go up, gas prices, food prices, everything that you need for your average person to just get through the day goes up even more. And the only way to bring that to an end is to create a recession. And see, that's the problem. And Kevin talks about that in this article. Now, does that mean we're definitely going to have inflation this time next year? I can't tell you. But they are playing with fire by printing money. And that's what they're essentially doing. The Fed is literally printing money. How does the Fed print money? It doesn't necessarily hit a button and then money flies out and they spring it on everybody. It's more along the lines of the Fed goes in there, goes to banks, and buys treasury bonds from the banks. When it buys the treasury bonds from the banks have excess capital, and traders have more money, and people start spending it that way. Interest rates remain rock bottom. When that happens, though, it skews a lot of things. You see inflation start to happen because there's so much money chasing fewer goods. And on top of that, you get market bubbles. That's what happened in 2008. That blew up the economy. You know, there was a bubble in housing. Right now, you're getting a massive bubble in stocks. Listen, when was the last time you went to the movies?
I haven't. Planning to go pretty soon. How about you?
No, but even before the pandemic, when was the last time you went to the movies?
Oh, I went a lot. I'm different. I go see films a lot.
I went probably once in 8 years, maybe.
Okay, there you go. Listen to the guy who says once in 8 years. Yet, AMC Entertainment, the stock goes mighty simple. Yes. AMC is trading at a higher level than I think even Fox, right now. It's a $30 billion company right now. It's losing money. It was in deep you-know-what before the pandemic. And that's because there's rampant speculation in the market because there's free money out there. You can borrow it cheaply. You can speculate with it. And, you know, off to the races we go. And this is what I think the problem is with Janet Yellen and the current Fed chair, Jerome Powell, is that they're all for this spending without seeing, you know, maybe we should hold off on it. And with Yellen, I think it's ideological. I mean, I really do think that her and Biden want to remake this country in a sort of socialist way. You know, they're looking for the government to play a huge role in everything. They're looking for the government to basically finance student debt. You know, they're looking for the government to take care of you cradle to grave. I mean, there's no shortage of jobs right now. Yet people are staying home.
Charlie,
the restaurant business can't find dishwashers.
Yeah. What are you working on next? What's your big project or what are you doing with Fox Business?
Well, I'm following this story, obviously, whether we have inflation. I'm following the gamification of stocks and how, you know, these crazy stocks are going through the roof. AMC, GameStop, these are companies that under normal circumstances would be filing for Chapter 11 probably right now. But because so many people are trading them and there's a whole, you know, they've bailed them out and they're trading above rational expectations of their valuations. I'm doing a lot of stuff on Gary Gensler, the SEC chairman, who's really looking to remake corporate America right now. He's imposing rules on companies to make them more woke, to make them disclose how they're helping the environment. He's basically politicizing some agencies inside the federal government for them to crack down on Wall Street as a way to help the Democrats keep Congress in 2022. So, you know, listen, it's for a reporter like me, it's like this is like primo yep. stuff, you know.
Well, you're as good as it gets. Charlie, please come back very, very soon.
Anytime,
Don. We'll keep you updated on what happens with Columbus here too.
Yeah, tell the boys I'm in their corner.
Thanks, Charlie, very much.
Tell them not to hurt anybody, please.
All right, Charlie Gasparino here.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.